Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
take me to the King. And the good thing about the King this morning is that we can go directly to him for ourselves. We don't have to wait on a priest. We don't have to wait for someone to offer animal sacrifices for us. We don't have to wait for a yearly sacrifice, a yearly confession of sins, a time for the priest to go before the altar and repent for us, for our sins. We can go to the throne ourselves. The veil has been torn. We can go to our Heavenly Father ourselves through the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm so happy about that this morning, that we can talk to our Heavenly Father, that, you know, we don't have to wait for that specific time. We can just go to him in the midnight hour. We can go to him in the noonday. We can go to him in the early morning or late at night. It doesn't matter. He's always available. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. He's available to us. And today we want to be like the song singer says, Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you. I'll do what you say do. Use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say, my storage is empty, and I am available to you. Amen. So we want to make sure that we are available to the Lord on today for his will to be done, for us to speak what he says to speak, for us to do what he says to do, for us to go where he says for us to go, because our mission is not our own. Our mission is God's. He sent Jesus Christ to die for the sins of the world. Not just for your sins, not just for my sins, but for whosoever would believe on Jesus Christ so that they might be saved. Amen. If you sit back and think about the awesomeness of God's love, of how he just loves us so much that he would even devise a plan to draw sinful man back to himself, that he would even think that much of us. Who are we that God is mindful of us? Who are we that God would think enough of us to devise a plan for us that we might live, that we might have eternal life? And all we have to do is believe it and receive it. Isn't that amazing? And yet we make it so hard. And yet we make it like, oh, it's just such a difficult thing that, you know, salvation is so hard. But salvation is the easiest thing in the world to obtain. Yet it's overlooked every day. Yet it's overlooked. It's disapproved of. It's something that's been being taught as a fairy tale. I was looking at something on Google Plus on yesterday morning, and it just disturbed my soul. I believe it was earlier than yesterday morning, but it disturbed my soul. And it was an atheist on there, and he was posting things about stuff that's in the Bible about Jesus and about Moses and about, you know, Pharaoh and stuff like that, and he was making fun of it. And he was saying, this is why I'm an atheist, because you believe in an invisible God. You believe in an invisible God who supposedly sent his son to die on a cross. He would let his child get beat up like that. And I'm sitting there saying, you know what? The natural mind cannot receive the things of God. The natural mind cannot understand these things. It's from a spiritual realm that we understand the greatness of what God did. And my stand, which will continue to be, is this. I'd rather believe it and it not be true than don't believe it and it is true, and my soul wind up in hell in the lake of fire. I'd rather believe that there is such a being called God, called Jehovah, and that he loved me so much that he would allow the sacrifice of his son to take my place so that I can live forever in eternity with him. I would rather believe that, that he loves me that much, that he would sacrifice. Really what he did was sacrifice himself, because Jesus and the Father are one. He sacrificed himself for us. I would rather believe that he loved me that much. I hear people talking about their atheists, but I don't hear people walking around talking about they don't believe in the devil. I mean, some people do, but you don't hear the atheists say, oh, well, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in the devil. No, they believe in evil powers. Why not believe in a loving God who can even still save your soul, atheist? So this morning, let's pray for the atheists. Let's pray for the agnostics who don't know whether to believe there's a God or not. Let's pray for those that are on the fence and, you know, believe in the trees and they believe in, you know, the evolution. That's what God is here, not God, and I don't believe in a God. How can you believe in a sonic boom but not believe in God? These are some of the things that are just, I didn't know that it was, you know, welling up in me like that until this moment when I began to speak about it. However, we want to be very aware that God is real. He is so real. And he's so real. He loves us so much that he would just make a plan for us to be saved. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm excited about that. And I do thank God for his plan of salvation. I thank him this morning for devising that plan for me. I thank him this morning. I praise him this morning for devising a plan for me so that I can be saved. Do you understand how deep that is this morning? He devised the plan after man disobeyed him in the Garden of Eden. He devised a plan of salvation to redeem us back to himself so that we don't have to go to hell in the lake of fire. Why is it so important for God to have devised this plan for us? Think about it. It's flooding my spirit right now. It's flooding my soul right now that God, in his infinite wisdom, man sinned against him in the beautiful Garden of Eden where there was nothing but peace. There was nothing but joy. And man sinned against God. But God, because he loves us so much, he devised the plan of salvation for us. And we take it so lightly. That he would devise a plan of salvation so that we don't have to die. We don't have to go to the lake of fire, people. We don't have to. He devised the plan for us. Can you allow yourself to think about that for a moment? Go back to the Garden of Eden. Go back to the book of Genesis and read the book of Genesis in the beginning, chapters 1, 2, and 3. Read them and see how great God's love is for you, and then you will be able to understand the plan that God devised for us of salvation so we can be brought back to him in right relationship with him so that we don't have to go to the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, so that we don't have to be eternally separated from him. He loves you this much this morning that he devised the plan. That's all I keep hearing in my mind, that God devised the plan for us. He devised the plan of salvation for us, for you, for me, for the atheist, for the agnostic, for the non-believer, for the confused. He devised the plan. Can you see that this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your plan of salvation. It makes sense to me right now when he talks about the plan of salvation. It makes sense. It makes so much sense. I understood part of it before, but now it just makes so much sense, the plan of salvation for you and for me. Satan has wickedly devised plans for us, and yet we walk around like his little puppets, and we do what he tells us to do. We do what he suggests us to do. He puts little thoughts in our minds or doubts in our minds, and like little puppets, we walk around doing the evilly devised plans of the enemy when we have a loving God who never slumbers. He never sleeps. He never takes his mind off of us. And all he wants us to do is to accept the plan of salvation for our lives so that we can live eternally with him. Can you think about that today? Can you think about that today? Can you think about that today? The plan of salvation for you and for me. For you and for me. God bless you. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you humbly this morning to tell you thank you. Just to tell you thank you this morning, God. Father, right now I just want to tell you thank you for giving me a better understanding of your plan of salvation, for letting me see what you were meaning in Genesis 1, 2, and 3, for letting me see what John 3:16 really is all about, what Isaiah 53 is really all about. I thank you so much. Thank you so much for devising a plan of salvation for me Thank you for devising a plan of salvation for the world, because your word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. People don't believe that there is a perishing, Lord God. People don't believe that there is a lake of fire, Lord God. People don't believe that eternal separation from you is real. But your word says it, Lord God, and that makes it real to me. Whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever believeth on him, Yahshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, hallelujah, whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Glory to God, hallelujah. Father, I pray this morning that people all over the world will begin to believe, hallelujah, on the only begotten Son of God, that they won't perish and that they will have everlasting life. Father, I pray for not just the United States, Lord God, but every country in this world, every country in this world. God, for you said, for God so loved the world, hallelujah. You didn't make a distinction in, oh, I just love this part of the world or I just love that part of the world, but you said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The world through his son, Jesus Christ, might be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for devising this plan for us. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, open eyes today that they might see this great plan of salvation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, open eyes today, Heavenly Father, that they might see this great plan of salvation, oh God. Father, open eyes and open ears today, ears that they may hear the glorious light of the gospel today, and they might hear and perceive and understand and walk, hallelujah, in newness of life today. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, speak to souls today, oh God, bring them, hallelujah, to understanding, Lord God, of your plan of salvation, oh God, make it so plain to them as you did to me this morning, oh God, the plan of salvation, how great your love is for us, oh God, let them see your love, let them feel your love, despite everything that's going around, let them know that you love them this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that the return of Jesus is soon to come. We don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. We don't know when Jesus is going to return, but what we do know is that when he comes, we want to be ready for him. Hallelujah. We want to have received his love. Hallelujah. So that when he comes, we can ride on the wings of love back with him and live eternally with him in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. I give you praise, Adonai. I give you praise, Adonai. I give you praise, Adonai. I give you praise this morning, and thank you so much for the plan of salvation. I give you praise. I thank you so much for the plan of salvation on today. God, hallelujah, move this morning, Adonai, in the heart of the agnostic, in the heart of the atheist this morning, oh God. Move in the heart of that person that I saw on Google Plus who was making light of your gospel, Lord God. Forgive him, Adonai. Forgive him, Adonai. Forgive him. Oh, in the name of Jesus, forgive him, for he knoweth not what he says, Father. He doesn't even know that he's being used in the hand of the enemy, hallelujah, as an enemy against you, God. But, Father, I ask you to forgive him in the name of Jesus. I don't even know his name, Lord God, but I ask you to forgive him, even where he is right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give him an encounter with you, that he will know beyond a doubt that you are real, that you are the true and living God. Let him know beyond a doubt, oh God. Give him a personal encounter with you, that his soul can be saved, oh God, that he will not go to hell, that he will not go to the lake of fire, God, in the name of Jesus. I don't know who he is, God, but you know who he is, oh God, and I ask you by your spirit to go, hallelujah, to minister to him, whoever, however, whenever, wherever. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to do it. God, you let me see it for a reason, God. You didn't let me see it just to be upset. You let me see it so that his soul can be saved, oh God. And Father, I pray earnestly for his soul this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray earnestly for his soul, oh God, that the veil of darkness that Satan has blinded him with will come off his eyes, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that he can receive the glorious light of the gospel, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I plead, hallelujah, with you this morning, asking you to do this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I plead this morning for Kristen and Harvey and Brandy, Lord. I plead for their souls this morning. I plead for their souls this morning. I plead for their souls this morning, God, that they will hear your word and be saved in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for those that are bound in false doctrine, those that are bound in false religions, those that are bowing to trees, those that are bowing, Lord God, to rocks, those that are bowing to statues with big bellies and cross legs. Lord, I pray, Father, hallelujah, that you will heal them, that you will remove the veil of darkness from their eyes, that they might turn to you, Heavenly Father. Because far as I know, not one Buddha statue has gotten up. Not one Buddha statue has healed anyone. Not one Buddha statue has helped anybody with food. Not one Buddha statue has done anything for anybody. It still sits there. But God, you are the true and living God. You can make the crooked places straight. You can help us, Lord God, when we pass through the waters so that they won't overflow us. You can help us, Heavenly Father, that when we pass through the fire, the flame won't even kindle upon us. We won't even smell like we went through a fire. You are that true and living God. Your word says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. We're talking about you, the true and living God, Adonai. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You restore our souls. You lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil and our cups run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we thank you for that this morning, Adonai. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we ask you to help us this day that we will trust in you and lean not into our own understanding, that we will acknowledge you in all of our ways so that you may direct our paths. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray, hallelujah, that we will dwell today in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, that we will say of the Lord, you are our refuge, our fortress, our God, and you will we trust. For surely you said that you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You will cover us with your feathers, and under your wings shall we trust. Your truth, your word shall be our shield and our buckler. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you for that today, Lord. We thank you for that today, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. For your word tells us to fear not, for you are with us. Fear not, for you are with us. Be not dismayed, for you are our God. You will strengthen us. Yes, you will help us. Yes, you will uphold us with your righteous right hand, and we thank you for that. And we bless you, Lord. We ask you to hear this prayer. And not only hear this prayer, but answer this prayer for us today in Jesus' name. As we read your word, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. But he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That was Psalm 91 in its entirety. I would ask you to read this on today, meditate on it on today in the name of Jesus. Also, I will read into your hearing Psalm Proverbs chapter 4, the entire chapter. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender, and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commands and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right path. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on, for they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter until the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and put perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Remove your foot from evil. Amen. God bless you. This has been Word Alive Morning Prayer. We'd like to welcome those who are listening via Twitter, those who are listening via Facebook, those who are listening via Google Plus, those who are listening through MySpace, and those who are listening through BAM Preachers. We thank you for your participation. We thank you for joining us in prayer. And please, any of you listeners, if you have a prayer request, you are more than welcome to dial area code 347-237-5533 and press the number 1. That will inform us that you are in the queue, and that you are needing prayer, or even just wanting to pray and agree with us in prayer. Also, if you are in the chat room, we ask that if you have a prayer request, that you would place it in the chat room so that we may pray with and for you. Amen. But you must be logged into the chat room. You must have a username in order to be able to prayer request in the chat room. Amen. Also, you may contact me on Facebook at Teresa. God is making me over again, Scott. And you may put your prayer request in my inbox, and I will answer your prayer request, and we will address it in prayer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Also, I have several pages out of A Pure Heart Ministries, An Evening with Jesus in the Word, Salvation, What's It All About, by the Blood of the Lamb. And so if you want to reach out on any of those pages, please feel free to do so, but it would be better to reach out to me on my Teresa, God is making me over again, Scott, in my inbox. I also may be reached at MRS, Mrs. TJ Scott, at gmail.com if you would like to send me an email. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much for joining us. We pray that you will meditate on Psalm 91 as well as Proverbs chapter 4, and may your feet be ordered by the Lord today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.